So we just have a couple minutes left. What happened with Karzai?
Crazy town. No. Karzai, there's a couple different things that I think has happened with Karzai. First of all, we set him up pretty much to fail. We love a leader who speaks English and dresses well. We do. We especially love a leader who can control their country. We like dealing with one-stop shopping, which is why we kind of like having Musharraf in Pakistan. We kind of liked having all those horrible dictators in the Middle East. I mean, I think our foreign policy does, we preach a lot about democracy, but we like having a strong man to deal with. And so I think that in the very beginning, the sense was, okay, here's our guy. And also the Bush administration, we loved having our guys in places. And so Karzai was our guy there. I mean, can you remember when the Iraq war happened and everybody was saying, God, if only there was a Hamid Karzai in Iraq, you know. God, think about that for a minute. So, and I think that over the years, Karzai is paranoid. He's known to be paranoid. He has become increasingly isolated. He's basically in this palace by himself. If you haven't read the story by Elizabeth Rubin about him, it's a great story in the New York Times Magazine, and it pretty much describes how he's got to this point. And I think that he's caught between this whole idea that he really believes inside he is the person who's going to save his country. He really believes, I believe, that the West is against him and that America is trying to kill him and America is killing people there. I think all these crazy press conferences he gives, he actually believes that. And that's a problem when your partner has turned into the person who publicly, and he's always doing a wag the dog thing, you know, allegations of corruption in Kabul Bank. Look at this Florida preacher who set a Quran on fire. And then, you know, you get riots where Afghans end up getting killed and UN people get killed. And
yeah, there's this great observation in the book about everything will be going to hell and Karzai will come in when everything's kind of over and appeal for calm. That's his way of doing things.
Yeah.
So last thing, you mentioned Charlie Wilson's War, which is a terrific book. Turned into a terrific movie. Well, I think that this is a terrific book, and this could be a terrific movie. And I've actually heard that there's already the